Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello, and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD, joined by my friend Zach.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
On a monumental day.
Mm-hmm. Why is it such a monumental day?
Because IKF is batting fourth. We're going to go over the lineup.
Yes, sure is.
We're
going
to talk about what we're watching for. Go over the pitching path to victory.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play the homer draft. Discuss the over-under.
Mm-hmm.
Give some premonitions, and then we will stand up.
Yes. Do you want me to go through the lineup, or do you want to do it?
I'd like you to run the people through the lineup.
Okay, leading off, Aaron Hicks playing left field. Judge is batting second, playing right field. Torres at second. Batting third, IKF, big star, hit a grand slam yesterday.
Set him up for it today.
Yep, another grand slam coming today.
Strong and independent.
Yeah, that'd be cool, right? IKF batting fourth, playing third. Marwin at first, batting fifth. Andujar batting sixth at DH. Florial in center, seventh. Higgy, eighth catcher, and Oswald Peraza, our new shortstop.
Like that part a lot.
Yeah.
And Nestor's on the bump. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Nestor. He had a little break. What was his reasoning for being gone?
Groin strain.
Groin strain.
I believe went on the IL with that exactly 15 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on a swift recovery.
He feels great.
Feels great.
Yeah.
And be really nice. Yeah. If you could keep feeling great.
Like to see another good start. Garrett Cole had a really good start yesterday.
That was good. I was nervous about it for a little because he was at like 60 pitches through three. And I was like, we really just need length out of you, dog. And then, then we got there.
We said that. We just wanted the length. Yeah. And we got it. And he's been good. And so if the pitching continues to look as good as it's looked, and maybe the Yankees' bats have been a little bit sparked. Maybe a little bit, playing these twins.
Then be cool.
Things might be looking up. I don't know.
I hope so. Be nice if this carries over to the Rays series this weekend.
I mean, they've already won the series against the Twins, so that's going to be a little bit of a pep in their step.
Won the series. Forward. Every win counts. Don't get swept this weekend. And then...
Please.
Jeter's
going to be doing the thing tomorrow.
Jeter's going to be there. Be cool, guys.
So we need to impress.
We do.
Is
there anything you're watching for in particular?
We've been talking about how third base IKF is a different animal.
He's built Diffy.
Yeah, very different. Jimmy and Jake decided to go to the game yesterday. And I just wanted everyone to know that I received some footage from Jimmy that he took while they were at the game. And that's going to be in the office vlog this week.
Keep an eye out for that.
Keep an eye out for that if you want to see what they did while they were there. Because I know people who watch this channel are a fan of those guys. So I think.
Because their names are in the theme song?
Yep. That would be why. You know what I like about the theme song that I just really noticed again today? When John Sterling says, "Oh, what dreams are made of."
Yeah, I really like that. I wonder where he got that from.
I like that line. Good bit.
I like that. I like that. I don't know. Kind of watching Peraza would be cool if he's on a full-blown hot streak. And then tomorrow it would kind of be him again if he stays hot. So, all right, can you do it against not the Twins? Because you've been coming up through the Yankees. You're groomed to beat the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch Peraza get to work. Obviously, IKF and Marwin 4-5 is fascinating.
Yeah.
Memorable.
Mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see that middle part of the lineup. See if they can do anything at all.
Get hot, Miggy.
Get hot. Get hot for sure.
Be cool.
Again, Florial's at-bats have looked kind of rough.
Yeah, hopefully sparked after the two in game two last night.
Mm-hmm.
Or just start bunting more, dude. You're fast.
Mm-hmm. I felt bad when he hit that grounder in the middle. Correa robbed him a little bit.
That was a sick play.
Made a good play. But he slid into first, and I was like,
during our draft. And we're like, did he need to?
Everyone was kind of like, I don't think he needed to slide. I think he should have just kept running as fast as he could.
You're one of the fast guys.
Yeah.
Weird play in center. I don't know what to do with him. I don't think the Yankees actually like him that much. It's just a theory.
Mm. No one said for sure.
Excited to see Nestor and the rest of the pitching path to victory.
Who do you like after Nestor today? Who do you feel is?
I would assume Clay is still unavailable.
Yeah,
Lickie shouldn't be available. Marinaccio has got to be out. Trevino, I have to assume, is in the mix today, probably for the ninth. Although Loaiza should be good to go. He had 2 days off before yesterday.
Mm-hmm. No, I think
he's good to go.
Yeah. I see him in there.
And if it's a blowout either way, Boone indicated Clark out of the pen is an option. So that'd be cool. Web dogs hanging out in a blowout. But I think ideal world. I don't know. I guess we can't pencil Nestor in for 7 for a start back from a couple weeks out, where I think a big part of why he went out is they want to manage some innings.
Mm-hmm.
So we pencil him in for 6. And if you assume it's Trevino to Loaiza, 8-9, so pick your flavor for the 7th.
Yeah.
Weissert should be good. Maybe Trevino goes more. They've used him. Maybe they combine for 3. Or something there.
Yeah. He's been a bit of the later inning go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
Weissert's been looking fine.
Really good yesterday.
Really good yesterday. Quick work yesterday.
Quick work. Put in tough spot. Mm-hmm. Worked out. The other day on the main show, we did our first, like, what's the playoff roster look like? And the bullpen just the pitching end in general. There's like 16 guys who rightfully feel like they should be on there.
Yeah. Oh, I know something I want to ask, not pitching related. Do you feel bad that Oswaldo's not playing after getting the walk-off yesterday?
I do. Problem is, like, the outfield. I would be interested in getting him a game in left at some point.
Yeah.
It would open up the board a bit.
It would make the outfield a lot easier to work with.
Because because if Bader can come back and be the center fielder and Judge is in right.
Would love
to
know.
If there's no Benintendi, Carpenter's back but can't play the outfield.
Yeah.
He hasn't really played left field anyway. Just see if Ozzy can do it. You would think when you're going for the 4-game sweep, it would be a decent day to try it out. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Hicks had a nice hit last night. See if that can spark him. And if Aaron Hicks is the Aaron Hicks we saw for, there's like 7 weeks there that he was like what we thought he would be. And if he can be that going into the playoffs, he is the best option. You can choose whether or not you believe in that to happen. I'm fine with him getting a start under these circumstances. I get it. But I like watching Oswaldo.
I like watching him, too. He's the most fun
he's so
to watch, yeah.
Dude, Peraza's such a cutie. I don't know how they didn't let us find that out in the minors.
He's been great. He's been... You frequently while we were watching during our draft last night. You're like, oh, he's so cute. Yeah.
So you get him to smile a little bit. He's got a nice little haircut. Man. Look good.
You're a Peraza fan.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be the Peraza game last night. Ended up being the Oswaldo game.
Yeah. That first one.
IKF and Oswaldo. Well, IKF had
Peraza got another double in game two, right?
Yeah.
It's like they're both hot. Peraza batting average up to 267.
Mm-hmm.
Five games. All right. I think that brings us to 3, 4. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. I think no points scored in the doubleheader yesterday. Unless I'm misremembering, Jimmy's IKF call was a game early.
Yeah.
Ronald Guzman, instead of homering in game one, had the worst debut anyone's ever had.
I told you last night, I almost took IKF.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one to have.
Would have been nice to have in the back pocket. No, did the Yankees have no homers in game two besides IKF? Don't recall one.
What? Hicks had the...
Hicks had the bases clearing double.
The double. Yeah, I think that was
IKF
scoring,
Grand
right?
Slam was the only.
Yeah.
Because 7-1.
Yep.
So that was it.
So just IKF yesterday in the second game. So you have a pick?
You have the first pick.
I have the first pick.
Who players ineligible for you?
Yeah.
Peraza, Florial, Glaber, and Jose Trevino.
Peraza. Oh.
I cannot pick Guzman, IKF, Judge, or Oswaldo.
Can I? I have to do. You can't pick Judge.
I cannot pick him.
Yeah. I'm going to do Marwin.
Ooh.
Which I think is funny. And you can do your other picks.
You're taking Marwin. I can't take IKF. Mm-hmm. I'll go Glaber and Higgy.
Glaber, Higgy.
Glaber, Higgy.
I can pick Judge, right?
And you are allowed to pick Aaron Judge.
Yeah, that was going to be my second pick. Because I want him to get more home runs and beat the record. That's why.
If Aaron Judge hits a home run, I'll be happy.
Yeah. We'll all be happy.
And the Homer draft, of course, is brought to you by SeatGeek. Zach is such a geek about seats. That's why he uses SeatGeek.
Yeah. I tell you every day, I'm like thinking about seats again.
If you're in the New York area, there's time to hop on there and go to this game.
Sure can. Plenty of time.
People, Zach and I will be there tomorrow.
We will be there tomorrow. Maybe we will get some seats from SeatGeek.
I think that is how we got them.
That is probably how we got them.
We didn't execute the purchase.
Someone else bought the tickets, but I think they use SeatGeek.
But if you want to go, hop on SeatGeek, use their green, red bubble scoring system. It's just really simple, really easy. And use code PREGAME for $20 off your first order.
Mm-hmm.
I like SeatGeek. You like SeatGeek. Got a little tongue twistery on me.
SeatGeek is a little... Say it 5 times fast. It gets a little tongue twistery. Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Catchy name.
All right. The over under today. We have any guesses? I haven't seen it yet. The over hit last night, so thank you for swaying me.
Oh, yeah. You're so welcome about that. Felt good, right?
Felt good.
Like I can't.
Oh, man.
It's the Grand Slam. We're like, oh, we got the over.
NFL's back tonight.
Oh, it sure is. Does anyone watch this game?
When
if
I
the
open
NFL
up
is back?
The open up the DraftKings app and rightfully, football, it just took a while to scroll. Yankees, wow, okay. Sonny Gray on the bump for Minnesota. Nestor Cortez pitching for the Yanks. The line is 6.5 again.
Yeah. To clarify, I would be watching this game over.
I'll be watching this game.
Yes.
I'll also be in this office where we have a 6 TV setup.
Mm-hmm.
Really hope can turn two of them to different things. Feels like that's doable.
Have to. Six TVs, only one works.
More than that work. I don't know what the cable situation is.
Yeah.
Over under is 6.5. Again.
Again, 6.5?
So far, overs have been hitting. Yankees hit the Twins.
Yeah. I like the over again.
Yeah. 6.5 is low.
I'm in on that.
Nestor's first start back. He'll get clipped once. Like, the Twins will be part of this. And the Yankees will score double digits, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a promise.
You heard it here first. It's a promise. If the Yankees hit double digits today, you have to tweet at BBD and say he was right.
Try it out.
Yeah. All right.
And if they don't, I said maybe, dude.
You did say maybe. I like when you can hedge your bets like that.
Just smart.
Yeah.
Why would you not hedge?
Why wouldn't you hedge? Why didn't you hedge? Why wouldn't you hedge?
Got any premonitions?
Oh, boy. I really want... Where's Peraza been hitting mostly?
I don't think he started a game not in the 9-hole.
He's always in the 9-hole?
I think all of his starts have come out of that. I can find out real quick.
That'd be cool.
Game logs. He... was a sub in the top. He batted 8th twice, ninth twice.
Yeah. Premonition is a really great defensive play from third base IKF.
Yeah.
Because that's been fun to watch. And he's been looking smooth, but I don't know if he's had a like super great play yet. Hasn't had to. He's been smooth over there.
Been 2 games.
Yeah, 2 games at third, so.
Like, we were all watching it close, and we're like, wow, nice play. Well, but it wasn't, like, a highlight, a specifically highlight play.
I say it because I want the one that makes them say, oh, we got to keep him there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think I'm sort of in a similar vein. I haven't noticed Peraza's defense at short, and that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the first, like, oh, he made a good play at shortstop play from him.
Peraza, good play.
Like, I'm happy. I'd be happy if he never makes any outstanding plays. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to.
Yeah.
If he just makes all the routine ones that I don't notice, he's supposed to be totally like, cool.
Like, defense first, you know?
Yeah.
So, but if he's making it look easy, that's just as good.
It works for me.
Yeah.
It works for me. We're going to score a lot of runs. We're going to root for him because we like the Yankees.
Everyone root for the Yankees. Everyone in the chat root for the Yankees.
Unless you like the Twins. There's some Twin fans here, I'm sure.
There's a lot of... There's Trevor Plouffe fans here.
People like Trevor Plouffe, including me.
Me too.
Yeah. Everyone enjoy the game. Go the Yanks. Mwah.
Thanks for watching.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.